The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Both those guys had surgery. Similar surgeries, different fingers, thumbs. So both guys are back. Kadri's in the gym this morning, doing everything he can to get back to being able to play. And hopefully both those guys, you know, we're hoping that depending on the timeline that they'll be able to make their way back into the finals. We'll see how it goes when they get playing and whatnot. But we're hopeful that that could be an option for us.
Well, Jared Bednar dropping a little bit of a mini bombshell yesterday. We knew about Nazem Kadri having surgery and a broken thumb and the possibility it'll keep him out of the Stanley Cup Finals. Apparently, Andrew Cogliano had the same thing. And so his availability for the Stanley Cup Finals is in doubt.
Cogs has been great.
That fourth line has been tremendous. Everything you want out of a fourth line. Energy, defense, checking, popping in the occasional goal.
Right.
They've been awesome.
Cogs has been a finger, right? Because you mentioned finger versus thumb.
Yeah, he says it's basically the same kind of injury. So hopefully, these two are going to move heaven and earth to what rehabbing's all about. Nobody knows more about it, but
you're doing rehab a finger. You know?
What do you do?
Let's do the inchworm. how do you rehab a finger? You put it in an ice bath or whatever.
Stretch.
I wonder what the actual finger, like they do this. You see, watch this. Look at this pinky. Like, if I try to put that pinky straight, you know how it just hangs down because I broke the extension tendon.
Very limp pinky.
Yeah, it looks like I'm drinking tea all the time because that pinky just hangs down. But, like, you do it in the middle of the season, you don't have time to have surgery on that damn thing, right? So you just let it hang for the rest of its life. So, I don't know what you're going to... I don't know. They're hockey players, man. They're tough as nails. You know what? I'm going to go make a prediction. They're both going to be back.
I would not bet against it. No way. Next on the Morning Brew.
All right, now, I'll kill a snitch. I'm not saying I have. I'm not saying I haven't. You know what I mean.
So the new Broncos ownership group has reportedly reached out to Peyton Manning about filling some sort of advisory role with the Broncos with the idea that he could eventually gain some equity in ownership. You know, I've done kind of a 180 when it comes to Peyton. My feeling has always been this is a guy who wants to run a football team.
Right.
I'm not so sure now. He is living his best life right now. He can do whatever he wants to do, whenever he wants to do it. He's got his Omaha Productions thing going
on, and
he's going to kill it with that.
He's going to turn around and sell that for, you know, that Brady contract we talk about on Fox? He's going to turn around and sell that damn thing for, you know, they were like $370 million and Brady this, the Brady that. He can turn around and sell that thing for $500 million. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the dude is licensed to print money.
So, do you get the sense that Peyton Manning right now wants to get in on the grind?
Well, but having an advisory role, what does that mean? Like, how much?
Well,
do you have an office over there? You kind of, but you're still like, oh man, I'm going to go speak to Tennessee. All right, I'll see you guys later. I'm going to go, you know, I got my Monday night thing with Eli.
By the way, while I'm on the plane, I'll take a look at, these draft prospects for you.
Right.
Here's some thoughts.
Exactly. So, you know, you sit down and talk with Nathaniel Hackett about what they're doing on this, you know, but whatever. Like, I think, I definitely think that he'd be into that and he'd at least get his feet wet in that and he could still do everything else that he's doing all the time. I think he'd dig it. I just think Peyton likes to work. Like, I think, and let's face it, it's like me. Does it really work? You know, I'm busy.
Do I see?
I'm busy, but is it really work?
Exactly.
Like the physical labor stuff that I do is I do because I like to do it and because I'm not bright enough to do something.
You work a lot, but do you accomplish much?
Do I accomplish much? Well, I mean, most of the stuff I do, like I'm going to say something, it just goes into the ether and it's gone.
I don't know, but have you accomplished anything? Have you said anything that matters?
Most
of the time, no. Next on the Morning Brew.
consistency. I mean, I think that's what I've needed. You know, like I said, when I can control what I can control, which is making myself, you know, competing in a high level and being matured about it and being focused and being detailed and oriented. I think that's, you know, it starts with me, with the guys up front. You know, guys look at me and I got to do my job. When I do my job, everyone else plays better. Gives three enough time to be back there and fire to our star receivers and, you know, give the ball to our running back hands. So, like I said, consistency is a huge thing for us. The more consistent we have, I think the better we're off, you know, down the road.
There he is, Bolsey, in the GB zone.
He is.
Fever was disappointed. He was hoping that we'd get, like, a couple of memorable drops from Bolsey yesterday, but we did not.
Sorry, Fever. He is.
The grass is green and the cows are chirping.
Nothing like that.
No, he is. He's stepped up his game.
I came from the mud.
Yeah. Came from the mud.
How do you feel when I say Garrett Bolles is protecting Russell Wilson's blind side? How does that make you feel?
Holding 72.
Will there be, should we anticipate Bronco offensive linemen holding calls going up this year because of the way Russell Wilson will extend plays or try to extend plays?
Sure. And that's not, I mean, that's, you know, part of that's on you because you've got to understand when that angle changes, you got to let go. Let it go. It's got to be like, Adina, is it Menzeli? Whatever.
I don't know. Ask Travolta.
Let it go, man. But
yeah, you got to let it go.
Don't play the song. We don't want to ruin people's weekends.
Speak for yourself. I don't mind ruining a couple people's weekends.
Well, I know you don't mind it. I just don't want. We don't need that.
Never.
Hey. I see you going for the button.
Nothing.
Don't go for the button, man.
Nothing is going to ruin my weekend. If you let a little stupid song like that ruin your weekend, that's on you. That is on you, people. Not on me.
Let it go. Let it go.
Identical.
Yes.
Next.
Yes. The cold never bothered me anyway.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I like the way the guys came out this morning and worked prior to the game. It was great energy, as always, but it was a little bit different. You know, give Gambi a thing, set a great tone.
You know what? I know they're below 500.
Yeah.
And I know that we said that as soon as they dropped under 500, but I'll tell you what, stop that one. Because they just did something. I don't care about the record. Do you know what they just did?
They won two of three in San Francisco.
They won two out of three in San Francisco. Fever, I think at least for one morning, we got to go back to the upbeat Bud Black song. Come on now. Two out of three in San Francisco?
It's amazing what happens when you get two quality starts, back-to-back quality starts, and you play defense.
I am exercising the demons.
That's, you know, you got to pitch. You got to pitch and you got to catch, Mike.
And I'm just saying, they're only 5.5 games out of the third and final wild card spot.
Yes.
And they just took two out of three from San Francisco. In San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I think that's
maybe San Francisco kind of exhaled. Like,
I don't care.
We're good.
I don't care.
We're good.
That's a win. I'm going to take that. You know, in the long 162,
right.
the June swoon, I'm going to take that. I'm going to celebrate that little small moment
right
there.
That's a big W.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew.